We'll get David on the line here first, though, because he has a rich history with Comerica, and he understands probably more than anyone else why decisions like this are made. And I think one, well, I'll let him do it, because I'm not the one who worked at the bank, and I'm not the economist and the one who makes decisions like that. So I rely on experts like him to help form my opinions. He is far brighter than I am about matters such as this, and David Lippman's on the other end of our line. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Frank.
Good. We were just talking, Dick Hafner and I, about the reaction to this from the governor and the co-governor, her husband, Dan Mulhern, who both said, you know, the board needs to look at itself and consider the community and not shareholder value.
Well, I don't know what she happens to think Comerica's done for 159 years. Certainly more than she and her cushy public sector job has done. It's symptomatic, Frank, of the blindness, the union perspective, in the sense of old-time union. They don't understand the deficiencies in Michigan's business climate.
The decision by Comerica, it only is moving about 250 jobs out of the state, but it seems to be more symbolic in its impact than anything else.
Well, it may be considered symbolic, but it's not. It's real, and it's going to accelerate, because what it reflects is the lack of growth in income, in population, employment, wealth, and the new business formations that has characterized states like Texas and some California, Florida, Nevada, Arizona, other states where Comerica naturally wants to go in order to meet the earnings challenges and expectations of shareholders, the owners.
How was Comerica being impacted simply by having its headquarters here? Because it's going to maintain its branches and still employ over 7,000 people here in Michigan.
Without a doubt, because we've been here long, we know the relationships. Any company will want to, and especially the size of Comerica, the largest financial institution, the oldest in the state, will continue with the relations and services provided over all these years. It will certainly try to intensify those. But in the meantime, you have to go where the growth is. What rational institutions, and of course I exclude government, would not want to do that.
Was Comerica being impacted because its headquarters were here?
Yes, of course. Investors would be investors in the investment agencies that rate Comerica as to its competitiveness with other institutions here and abroad. They come to Detroit. They don't see what they see in many of the growth, vibrant communities elsewhere. So both logistically and market-wise, Comerica has to do the rational thing and be competitive with other comparable organizations.
Mm-hmm. And David,
it will be good. It will be good for Comerica, and I expect the stock price will rise.
Here in Michigan, we'll still have Comerica Bank. We just won't have their headquarters. We won't have any major headquarters for a bank here, will we?
Yeah, this so true. This is it. I mean, this was the last of the large banks. Comerica stuck it out. Overzealous as to its community service, trying to make changes. But you know, I can remember when I was at Comerica, we were always faced with Detroit coming at us as a predatory lender. You know, we were treated almost in a criminal way time and again. And you know, you get tired of that after a while, and you ask why. Why, when we're doing so much and we've done so much for the community, any business would say, it's time to look elsewhere and let them maybe see us as the competitive entity that we are.
What do you mean predatory lender?
Predatory meaning we're taking advantage of people when we make loans, and we're excluding people
You mean the redlining allegations?
Well,
and
there
all
was
of that,
but that was only a small part of it, you know. But it's just like the governor and Lansing. They want to set the prices, whether it's pharmaceuticals or bank loans. They have their own mind made up as to how a firm in this so-called competitive global economy should behave. And so with that, I heard the governor this morning say, hey, our way of offering incentives is to raise taxes here. Now, is that really the private sector, the marketplace's way of sponsoring growth? I don't think so.
David, always appreciate the time. David Littman, economist with the esteemed Mackinac Center, the Public Policy Center out of Midland. Thanks again. Always good to talk with you.
Thank you.